Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's for Bone Avenge, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible, hanging out. The bad state of the bad, apple with a bad attitude. We are live in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, direct in traffic, some kind of fashion check it up, should do me. Oh, woo, woo. Along with the Tutty and Tater King himself, the founder of the ILC podcast, the rights holder of the Sheet of Integrity, the putter with the golf guru, Carver High this afternoon, lady. Frank the Tank running it all week with Luke Hamilfala. The rundown on a misery Monday, a double shot with Morenci from British Columbia this very hour. Coach James Young, a double shot in the second hour. And then in the third hour, the coup de grace. Scott Miller, our baseball contributor from the New York Times out in San Diego. What a life. Writes for the New York Times and lives in San Diego. I mean, you talk about having it all going. My man Scott Miller has it all going. Steelers have a receiver, Scotty Miller. Not the same person. We saw a lot. One, we saw Scheffler run away with an absolutely boring final round of the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. You know, I got to tell you, no offense to anybody at Quail Hollow or Charlotte, but, I mean, they play there every year. And, I mean, like, can we play at heavyweight places? And honestly, like, a place they play every year to me is just another day in the park. And he ran away with it. It was boring. I tried so hard to watch. Like, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday, by the time Sunday came around, I wanted to hang myself. Honestly, like, I'm not kidding. It was awful. And watching guys like Rom take the lead and then melt down like an ice cream cone. And, I mean, every time he had another stroke, he was losing hundreds of thousands of dollars. It was unbelievable. I thought the PGA Championship was average at best.
Happy Monday. Scotty, and look, yes, you know how much I love the golf, and I love betting on the golf. I even said to you yesterday when you texted me, I was like, I was so mad that Bryson basically puked all over himself late Saturday on 16 and 17, because Bryson, it was obviously me and Stewie, a bunch of us had Bryson, and he was there late Saturday afternoon looking like he would maybe be in one of the final couple pairs with Scotty. And he goes double bogey, bogey on 16, 17 to finish out his day. And that finished him. And he still somehow finished second. So if you had some Bryson tickets in the without Scotty market, they got chopped up a bit, but at least you won. But I was so upset about that I had no juice for it yesterday, because I knew he was going to win. You knew Scheffler was going to win when he birdied 18 on Saturday and you went and got to 11 under. You just knew there was no way this guy was going to lose the golf tournament. And sure enough, okay, they teased you a little bit. You know, Rom teased you when he both got to minus -9. But even at that point, did you really think that Scott?
He was running out of holes. He was running out of holes.
And Scheffler was just coming up to the two or three last good birdie holes that Rom had just gotten. you know, and you knew Scheffler was gonna get some stuff done there. So it really was, after all the excitement that we had of the Masters, and look, they all can't be like that. We know. You can't get the type of finish we had at Augusta with Rory and Rose in the playoff and all that. But the course did it, you know, it was what it was. Some guys had their complaints. Of course, the bigger story was Rory didn't talk to anybody. He left. He didn't speak all 4 days. Who cares? We're on to Oakmont now, Scotty. U.S. Open. Now, that's a course, as you know. Oakmont's got... That's got some teeth. That's got some heavyweight. And that's where we'll be next month for the U.S. Open for our next major.
They'll be ankle deep rough on every hole. And it is an absolute brutal test of your manhood. And then this week, they're back in Texas. The Schwab.
Yeah, and this guy's playing, and he's minus 200. He was plus 200. You know, before I'm surprised he's playing, honestly. But I guess he likes playing... In all the Texas tournaments. Yeah, he's from down there.
He's actually from Montvale, New Jersey, but he lives in Texas.
So he likes playing all the Texas tournaments because he's closer to home. I get all that, but man, can you give us a break this week? Like, honestly, can you just, you know, can you lay down a little bit? Maybe miss the cut. I know he's not going to do that, but just get out of everyone's way. So the PGA Championship was... it was a tough watch on Sunday, unless you had some other kind of props or top 10.
I got to tell you, I thought that not only that, like, let's just get down to business, the meat and bones here. Game 7 in Oak City sucked, and the Panther-Leaf game sucked even worse.
The only, out of all these playoff games this weekend, well, the Knick game sucked Friday night. That game was awful, too. That was an awful game.
I enjoyed it.
The only, yeah, I know you did, but the only game out of the NBA and NHL playoffs that was good this weekend was the Dallas-Winnipeg game on Saturday night. That was a great game that Dallas won in overtime, and you had the story with Scheifele with his dad passing away. He scores the first goal of the game. You know, that game had some teeth to it, but, that Nugget game, that Thunder game was awful. That was what made it so bad. That made it worse that the PGA Championship sucked.
Yeah.
You couldn't even pivot back to the golf. When the Thunder started destroying him because the golf was so bad because Scheffler was going to win.
It got so bad. Like watching the, you know, the game 7 was so awful, but you know, Gunner's a huge Thunder fan. So he was into it. And then I kept trying to watch the golf and it was so bad. So instead I went to literally a 5-star restaurant for dinner and I got down to business. And I ate some high-end food. I mean, they had to carry me out of this place. Well, I mean, literally, I ate so much.
I said to you, it's all right. The hockey will save the day. It always does. And then the hockey game sucked because Florida ran them over.
That was awful.
And then at least you had the Yankee-Met game was all right until Bellinger smashed him in the eighth inning.
I enjoyed that.
The Yankee-Met game was good. There was a good weekend of baseball, too. You had all these rivalry games. Lots of sweeps this weekend, right? A lot of sweeps all throughout. And I love – how about everybody's dragging Soto today because he wasn't running. The story – his family gets a plane. He didn't want to do the ESPN thing with the mic in his ear during the second or third inning. So it was a – and he got no hits either.
What do you mean his family got a plane? What do you mean?
Ravitch said on the broadcast last night, I guess this wasn't known, that the Mets fly his family – on road trips, I guess, in some private plane that he gets. So that was never put out there when he signed that Met deal either. So there was a lot of Soto stuff from the weekend that, and he didn't got no hits either. He was awful in all three of the games. So what a shame. It really was.
Yeah, what a shame. I saw Fried buckle him last night. Yeah. They had it going in the bar at this restaurant, and I saw him get, you know, just struck out looking. And I thought, you know, the Yankees won the series. It wasn't a bad game. I enjoyed it. For the most part, when Bellinger hit it, I was happy. So Liverpool's on the board against Brighton Hove. Final week of the table. It's already Liverpool season. They won the championship already. These games are for the fans.
These games are equivalent to, like, late September, final week of the baseball season, and everybody's just kind of looking to get home and – the fans get a couple last cracks to see them. Speaking of baseball, one other thing in baseball. Man, Skeens was great against the Phillies yesterday. Too bad they didn't score any. Too bad they couldn't score any runs off of some kid making his major league debut.
Oh. It's the same story always, right? So this Skeens guy was throws awesome. A complete game and strikes out nine. And they can't score one effing run, as usual. And against a rookie that no one's – he's never pitched before. Cain and Abel. I mean, are you kidding me? Like, they are so awful, that team. Like, their pregame show, just so you know, they did a story about the team shrink trying to get all these guys to talk, you know, to get out of their heads that none of them can hit. Even Reynolds. Reynolds had two hits in his last 75 at-bats. He sucks, too.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we got Morenci for a double shot. You can catch Sports Rage weeknights at 10 on all of our TV and radio outlets. He's on here with a double shot every day on C2C. So we already know, Gabe, that it's Florida, Carolina, Dallas, and Edmonton. You called it that they would win Friday and then lose Sunday. I bet them the Panthers on Friday and lost, and then I bet them on Sunday and won it back. I got to tell you, like, watching game five in Toronto and game seven in Toronto, 12-2 in goals. You talk about, you know, belt to ass. I have never seen anything worse in my life for a franchise. Seven straight game seven losses for the Leafs. And you saw Marner lighten up his teammates after they gave up the third goal. It smells to me like he's out of there. And what a disappointment they are.
There'll be a lot of changes in Toronto, and it has to be done. It's so difficult when you have a really good team, but you fall short all the time. I think we see this as, you know, anyone who follows the Buffalo Bills, right? What are you going to do? Are you going to trade Josh Allen? No, right? Even though you're not winning. So it's a really tough spot that the Leafs are in, but it's almost, I don't know, Scott, like when Berube didn't have an answer for after the game. When he was asked, they said, what's the most disappointing? What do you take away from this series? And what you just said. He goes, I don't understand game five and game seven. Right? Like, you could talk like people, oh, the Leafs are terrible. Well, they weren't terrible on Friday when they beat the state defending Stanley Cup champions in their own rink. Right? And then they go home. And then they go home, and it's the same thing all over again. You know, Scott, I've never seen anything like this. We talked about Hellebuck and the Winnipeg Jets, how they were dominant at home, and they just couldn't win on the road. And now you have the Toronto Maple Leafs, Scott, where it's the opposite. Like, if that – I knew it. I knew it going in, and I can't – you know, I ended up taking the Leafs last night because I'm like, you know what? Maybe they could fall ass backwards and, like, shock the world and actually do this. But I kind of – you know, I said it all week last week. I said, no, they'll win on the road, and then they'll get lit up at home. They'll choke again at home.
So you said that all week, and then you went and bet on them?
I bet on the Leafs last night.
You had the Leafs losing game seven for a month.
Yeah. You know what, though? I got caught up, and I'm like, nah, this is it. You know, this is it. This is the first
fail.
Time. You know, yeah, it was a big fail. It was. And I had the Jets on Saturday. I went down with the ship with the Jets.
I had Dallas.
That, though, the Jets died on their sword, though, unlike the Leafs. You know what I'm saying? like the Jets is like, hey, you guys died on your sword.
They can't win on the road. I don't care who died. They just can't win on the road. Like, they tried to sell us that, you know, it's horrible what happened. His father died. But they tried to sell us that was, from the minute the game started, they ran with it. And they had Leah Hextall doing it. They had the announcers doing it. They had players being interviewed about it. And they had to win one for the Gipper. And it just didn't happen.
No, they fell. It was a heartbreaker. I actually felt for them. I'm not even a Winnipeg Jet fan. But the Dallas Stars are good. Listen, you can argue we have the best teams, right? Carolina is like a really, really good team. Nobody really knows who's on them. Yeah, like in Florida are just damn good. Like, I've underestimated Florida over the years. And like, they're on the verge of going to their third straight Stanley Cup final. That's not easy to do. Like, you know what I mean? And that's something, too, as far as the Leafs are concerned. And not to make excuse for the Leafs, but Paul Maurice brought it up after the game last night. And I think he's a little sympathetic to it because he used to coach the Toronto Maple Leafs. But he said, you know, I know what you guys are like here, and I know that they're getting crushed right now, and they're the worst team in the world, and, you know, they're terrible. And Maurice said, he goes, you know, he goes, we're a pretty good team, right? And he goes, they just took us 7 games. And he goes, we're pretty good. And then, and I like what he got. And Maurice goes, and he goes, I'll tell you what, we played well. He goes, we played very good hockey in this series. So he goes, all this stuff about the Leafs being terrible is idiotic. But we get how it works. It comes past failure, Scott, get attached to modern teams. Just point blank, right? Like the Buffalo Bills live Scott Norwood's missed field goal.
I know.
Like when they lose in the playoffs, it's like it happened again, right? It has nothing to do with a lot of players on the team, but it does, right? There's certain franchises where it just starts like you're part of it, and that's the Leafs. So, you know, and I get it. I get it. Like, you sort of blame, like, 55 years of failure on the current team all the time. You know what I mean, Scott? I've done it. I used to really not like Ryan Fitzpatrick when he was the quarterback of the Bills. I was like, this son of a bitch, another interception. Like, normally I'm raw. No, I like my guy. I was like, dude, you know what I mean? And I realized I was just blaming him for the Bills sucking. It's not his fault. You know what I mean? He's just another long line of guys that suck with us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
You know, so I don't want to get too psychological deep here, but the Leafs don't suck, but the pain and the constant failure, it adds up and it boils over. I totally get it. As far as Marner is concerned, listen, I've been saying all along he's going to be a Pittsburgh Penguin, except there's going to be other teams that want him. And, you know, let's look at this too. Tax-free state, guys, right? Tax-free states in the NHL, they're kingpins. We've talked about it a lot. Players in other leagues.
Texas, Tennessee, Florida.
You know, dude, they've won 4 of the last 5 Stanley Cups, and they're probably going to win this one. It's going to be a tax-free state again. You think it's by coincidence? Guys, look at Rantanen. Rantanen didn't want Colorado. Got sent to Carolina. No. Well, you know, tax-free Texas sounds good.
Texas is pretty nice, you know what I mean? All of a sudden.
So all these teams, right? You know, no, yeah, but Texas, okay. So I'm just saying this with Mitch Marner right now. I know that Kyle Dubas is going to want to sign him to Pittsburgh, but I wouldn't be surprised if Marner ended up on the Vegas Golden Knights, Dallas,
tax-free,
Tampa. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, the Penguins are hairdryer city too. Like, you go there, you're going there to lose.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
It really is. I mean, I guess, you know, you're trying to get into the playoffs. You're trying to get into the playoffs. You're not going to win the Stanley Cup, but if you go to Pittsburgh, you try to get into the playoffs. Listen, Mitch Marner needs to be in a market that he's not the guy. Right, at least like where the media isn't in his face, and like he'd be great on like the Vegas Golden Knights or the Ducks or something, right? He'd score, he'd do his thing, and no one would care.
Don't go to the Ducks. I mean, that's the most expensive state in the union.
That's a good point.
13%. It is nice, though. I mean, honestly, you talk about getting shafted.
NHL players don't make that much money. They do, but they don't. The top players are making 12, 13 mil a year. They care about the taxes more than other leagues.
Oh, believe me, they sure do.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We were just talking about places we don't want to go, and I went to Minnesota, right? The land of lakes, isn't that what they call it? So they tried to lure me there for a job, and they offered me a great job. This is when I was young, and I was, you know, whatever, hot commodity, doing radio, and they tried to get me on KFAN, which is where they carry the Vikings and everything. It's a big sports station there, and I knew the guy really well that ran it, and he brought me there, and I was like, at one point, I was like, it was like 11 or 12 at night. I'm like, the sun's still out. I go, what the F is going on here? It's sunny out at midnight. Like, what's happening here? He goes, yeah, in the winter, it's dark all day. And in the summer, the sun stays out till like 2 a.m. I go, yeah, I'm not living here. I went back to LA. And I signed with Extra Sports.
Well, this is
11:50, you remember?
Yeah, we brought up the cities just because of the tax-free stuff, right? And I said to Scott during the break, I said, who's willingly signing with the Minnesota Wild or the Calgary Flames, right? Like, unless you don't have a choice. Like, yeah, you know, I'm okay.
Winnipeg.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's tough. It's tough. Like, so, and then you throw in the tax stuff, and it really is something, guys, and it's been brought up before, except it's tough to change the rules, right? And what are you going to do? Like, over – over taxes, but
doesn't Canada take all your money?
Yeah, and on top of it, you look at Canadian teams, and the Canadian dollar's less, and Canadian taxes are all like California for the most part, right? So it's the same thing. So you're getting jammed. You're getting jammed hard. Bettman has talked about like adjusting things a bit, except, you know, you have to get the owners on board, and a lot of the owners of these teams in a tax-free state is going to say, listen, it's not our problem, right? Like, why should we be punished because of the local, like, you know, it's a strange dichotomy. It's a strange dynamic, Scott, like for a sports league to start getting into sort of politics in a way, and, you know, in a sense of the taxes. But the fact of the matter is, four of the last five Stanley Cup winners are from tax-free states. And it's probably, it could happen again. Unless Edmonton wins, it's going to happen again, probably. So
Edmonton is going to win.
And let you know, and they're a big tax place, so they're stepping up.
Now, what about Florida? Do they hit a wall now after that 7-game series? After 3 years of playing this deep, do they hit a wall, or do they beat Carolina again?
No, I don't think they do hit a wall. It's extremely quick turnaround though for them playing tomorrow, right? You figure, listen, the Carolina Hurricanes have to get this done tomorrow. The Canes match up well with the Panthers. Thing with the Panthers, Scott, I buy into this, and I always sell that. And I thought coming into this year, I swear I said that. I said, man, the Panthers have been in two straight Stanley Cup finals. Throw in the Four Nations, these world championships and stuff. A lot of those guys have played a lot of hockey. All right? So it's going to catch up to them. It isn't. Right? They grind. The way that they play, they grind. They play four lines. They're deep. And, Scott, you know, we got to give them credit, man. The addition of Seth Jones, bro. You bring in a hungry player that isn't all burnt out. The guy's been on the Blackhawks for the last couple of years. You know what I'm saying? You bring in Marchand, who, I mean, you know, the little new rat of the league, fits right in. You know, he's all energized to win a Stanley Cup. They did a great job of adding hunger on top of what they already got. I'm going to maintain they don't get there. Like, but I got to tell you, Scott, like, you can build a mountain of out of the money that I've lost betting against the Panthers over the last couple of years.
Do you think he'll stay there, Marchand, or go, like, back to Boston? Or will he stay on this team because he sees how unique they are and that they win? Well, and now, all of a sudden, he's not getting fleeced with financials.
He is a free agent, right? Thing with the Panthers is they don't have a lot of money. Sam Bennett is a free agent on the Florida Panthers as well. Another guy, nuts and bolts, that he knocks Stolarz out, right? Like, he's a dirty player. He'll do whatever it takes. He's from the Vancouver area. The Vancouver Canucks have really wanted to get him before, but the Panthers re-upped. And, they, you know, he only makes like $4.5 million. So they're not going to be able to keep both of them, right? They're not, and Seth Jones, they're not going to be able to keep everybody. I kind of get the feeling that Marchand's probably more of a rental. You know who a team that needs him? The Toronto Maple Leafs. Like, they should have gotten him. Like, they need, that's what they're missing, right? They're missing the sandpaper. They're missing the balls.
And
they're missing
the
leadership, right? But, you know, at least going to have a lot of money in the offseason to retool with. It's actually quite a few, like, pretty good free agents in the NHL this year, too, Scott.
If they don't have money, then I could see Bennett going to Vancouver, finally. And if Toronto wants to win, they need to get Marchand, because they thought they had it figured out with John Tavares. And how many is that? 7 tries with him. And
get this, Scott.
Swing and a miss.
Brad Marchand is 5-0 in game sevens in his career against the Leafs. It's like Rodman with before. Just sign him. Bring him to your team. Very simple.
It's crazy. They should.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver, you know, Gabe turned me into a BC Lion fan. He gave me, I got the hoodie. I got the whole thing going. I got, you know, he said they got a preseason game today, the CFL getting ready to start up. I just wanted to say, I've never watched 1 minute of the UFL, not 1 second of it ever. Not what, like, so if you, you know, I'll never forget on this show, we used to make fun of the Korean baseball people giving picks for Korean baseball games during the COVID. And, talking about the UFL is the same thing for me. I mean, it might as well be Chinese, because I don't watch it. Not one play, not 1 second, nothing. Zero. I saw him showing highlights on the whatever Sports Center, whatever you call it. And I was like, oh my God, I'd rather watch the news. I mean, honestly, I'd rather watch CNBC to see what the Dow's doing. I can't take it, Carver High. Can't take it. Won't do it.
I didn't even know that they were still open and functional, the league. I didn't realize that they were still even playing. They have it Marenzi just doesn't
bets
work
on for every what, game.
You know, it's so weird because we all love football so much.
Yeah.
From September to February,
not that.
We absolutely love it. I don't know if it's just that we need a break from it or the players are just nowhere near as good. I don't know what the reason is.
All
but
of the
nobody
above.
nobody gets into it like we eat, breathe and sleep football, not just us, everybody from September to February. And this stuff, these spring football leagues never catch on. Never.
Don't they do the like beer snake at the games? Like, you know, that's great.
I guess,
just see once. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm at Wrigley Field.
Right.
I'm like, oh, wow, look, they got a beer snake. You know, that's like going to the pub crawl. That's fun once.
Yeah.
Okay, fun. Thanks. Like, can you imagine you're such a loser that you go to every game and do it? That's your job. I'm in charge of the cups.
I'm the beer snake guy. It starts with me. I'm the head of the snake.
At the UFL.
I'm gonna start this thing off.
We're in midseason right now.
The UFL.
I do arms and chest on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Give me a break. Yeah, that's it. All right, let's get to some of this stuff. I know some of these games weren't very appealing over the weekend, but at least let's tell you what happened. First of all, there's only four teams left now. In the NBA. Look at that. There it is, the big board that we usually check on Monday.
Whoa.
Oklahoma City, Minnesota, Indiana, and the Knicks are the last four that are standing in the NBA playoffs. As we are going to start tomorrow night, we'll start the conference finals. Let's get you there, though, first. The Thunder are there after they completely whacked the Nuggets. 125-93, they win the seventh game. At home, let's just say they were pouring it on early and often on ABC.
Gilgeous Alexander nails the three. Right back up to nine. With a minute remaining here in the second. Williams pokes it away. Jokic trying to get it. Williams comes away and throws it down. On halfway down. Here's Wallace, goes it. Jokic, oh, he throws it down. A thunderous dunk from Cason Wallace, and the crowd erupts again.
I mean, it was like I'm watching the game, and I said to my son, "I said, what was worse, the Knick game or this game? Like they were both so unbelievable, the blowouts. And the only reason that you could enjoy it is 25 years of suffering as a Knick fan, and then you know." If you're a Thunder fan, which my son is, it's inexplicable. He's been a Thunder fan since birth. And the guy loves the Thunder. He's already plotting going to the NBA Finals, like on an airplane. And all I know is if those are your teams, it was fun to watch. I enjoyed the Knicks because I hate the Celtics so much that I enjoyed it. And then when I watched that game yesterday, it was yawn city to me.
Well, I mean... Looking down the road, I mean, there's a chance that maybe he just in 3 weeks has to just cross a river to go see the Thunder in
That's
the
true.
NBA Finals. Now, to be fair, in order for him to do that, you know, you're probably going to have to give up like a whole semester of tuition.
Yeah, he paid less to fly to Oak City to a game than going to the Garden.
That's probably true. It would probably cost less to fly to Oklahoma City, get tickets for the game and a hotel than it's going to cost for a potential NBA
That's
final
right.
game. In the Garden.
And because the Knicks can't beat the Pacers. I mean, look at their history.
We shall see how that goes. We'll get there in a moment. Let's finish this first. Here's SGA. He had a big night. Of course, 35 points to send the Nuggets home. 4 assists, 3 boards. But he was filling it up. He loved the energy that he got from the home crowd.
It means a lot, specifically for the city. They've been so good all year. They've been behind us through good, through bad. Like, it doesn't feel like, it feels like no team in the league has home court advantage like we do, and that's all due to them. But the t-shirts, the cheering, the screaming, the chants, they really give us like energy out there, and we've been a better team because of them and having them behind us. And to know that if we didn't bring it tonight, it could be over for them as well, wasn't fair. And we wanted to play for them as well.
Yeah,
sure.
Everybody does that. We have the best home crowd. Our home crowd is the best. Everybody says that.
We have the greatest fans in the world.
We'll talk about the Thunder and what the numbers look like against the T-Wolves in a moment. But first, let's say goodbye to the Nuggets. And man, this guy, you know how Joker operates, Scotty. He can't get back over there to that horse track fast enough. But before he gets there, he got to make sure he cracks a cold one.
We will see, you know. But from now, like next couple of days, it's going to be a lot of beer, probably.
A lot of beer. That's it. I mean, that's it. That just says it all. A lot of beer, probably. I don't blame him. I have a cup. I mean, that guy did everything for them. He needs a couple beers, right? I mean, why not?
Why not? I mean, he deserves it, especially considering how bad the rest of his teammates played.
Yeah, he didn't get much help yesterday in that game. That's for sure. Now, a couple guys were
who went back to ask Mustard was your boy Strother. Remember, he had 15 in game 6 and everybody was talking about him. Did you see that guy shanking shots and shooting air balls?
Yeah. Look, he was 3-for-8 from the floor. He was 0-for-2 from downtown, Strother. And they had a couple other guys. You know, Russ wasn't great in the game yesterday either. I know Russ has done a lot, but Russ didn't play great. And a few other, Porter stinks. If they could find a way to get somebody to take that Michael Porter Jr. off their hands this offseason, they should try to do it. Now, Gordon ended up playing 25 minutes in the game. They must have shot him up with something real, real good to get him out there. Because he said after that, if they would have won, he wasn't going to play the first two or three games of the next series. He doesn't like the playoff format at all. Here's his ideas.
Health is a lot, you know. I would really, really appreciate it if there were a couple of days in between games in the playoffs instead of every other day. Regardless if you go 7 games. And I understand if you do your work early and you get first seed, then you can have some time off. But I think the days in between games, not just off day and a travel day, but a travel day and a recovery day, just two days. I think the product of the game would be a lot better. I think there'd be just a better product on the floor, just to give all these professional athletes just, you know, one more day of rest, and you would see a higher level of basketball, probably less blowouts.
He might be right. And listen, I'll bet the PA starts clamoring for it in the next deal, because they run him right out there every other day. It's great for fans, but it's not great for these athletes that are all banged up.
And look, he said it at the end there too. There'd probably be less blowouts. He's probably right on that aspect if they did do the 2 days off. But you know how it works, Scotty. TV runs the roost, and they're not taking 3.5 weeks to play a series. They're not going to do it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're talking about the fallout for the Denver Nuggets after they got eliminated and whacked in Game 7 in the Paycom and OKC yesterday. Terrible game.
Yeah, just one last thing before we get to teams that are going to actually still be playing. All of the Nuggets after the game laid down their support for interim head coach David Adelman. And then there was a report today that he's considered to be a strong candidate to keep the head coaching job. I don't know. I mean, I get it. They got to the second round. What'd he take over with 3 or 4 games left in the regular season? I don't know. I'd look at some other options, Scotty. That's just me. I'd look to see what else is out there.
I go back to the same comment I've always said. They don't listen to who the coach is anyway. Doesn't matter who the coach is. These guys make so much money now. They don't listen to anybody. Coaches, wives, mothers. dogs, cats, police. They don't listen to anybody. They don't listen to Adam Silver. They don't listen to anybody. They do not listen to anyone. It doesn't matter who the coach is. Like, I coach on this team I'm on, and they've never – they don't even look at me, let alone listen to me. I mean, like, they don't – guys, when they're playing, just – they just shut up. They don't listen to nobody, tell them anything. You're like – even if you're giving them some glaring news that could help them, they still don't listen. So this guy could be King Kong. It doesn't matter who he is. They won't ever listen. You know, is there anything funnier than those timeouts that they air to coach? All right, guys, keep it tight. Way to go. Way to hustle. Stay focused. Stay in rhythm. Keep moving the ball. Spread out. We're together. Remember, think, concentrate, focus, be together. We're one. You're doing great. Shut up. Just whatever. Shut up. Give me a towel and a Gatorade. Who's that chick over there in section 3? You know what I mean? Like, they have no interest. David Adelman, stop. Stop it. They might as well bring Rick back from the dead.
The Western Conference Finals will start tomorrow night, game one in Oklahoma City. For the series, the Thunder are minus 375, and the T-Wolves are plus three Bills. I'll tell you right off the jump. I'm taking Minnesota with the three Bills in this series. I'm going for it.
Well, I've been on Minnesota since the jump. And, you know, every round I said they'd win and get to the finals. And I've even told you they'd beat Oak City, right? I got to be honest. Now, I might be at the breaking point. I might be at the breaking point. Look. And it's not because of what I saw yesterday. It's because of what I've seen all year with that defense. Their defense is spectacular. They're going to give problems to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're going to have trouble scoring. They just play great defense. I feel like they really are the best team in the league, and they're destined to go to the finals and win it all. I think they are. And I think that's why the sports books are scared to death of them, because they're going to clean them out. Anyone that bets on them, they're going to clean them out. Bottom line is they can beat everyone, and they have. They're just destroying everyone they play. And, you know, you got Joker. They shut him down. Like, he was never good in that series. What did he do? He had one game. He was 44-15, right? That was it. One game. He had one great game.
One game.
That was it. Like, they will shut, like, guarantee you they're going to give Ant Edwards problems. That defense is for real. And I want the Timberwolves. Because I've said from the beginning, I think they're going to go and make it to the NBA Finals. Even last week, I said Pacers and Timberwolves will be the worst thing the league ever got. It'd be the worst thing that could ever happen to the league. I said it last week on the show. So, but look, I watched it yesterday. They just suffocate you. When they want to, they can shut down anyone. And I think they're better than the Timberwolves. I mean, one's a one, one's a six. At some point, doesn't the top dog have to stand out and rise above all the others? They really are. Like, wasn't it supposed to be, you know, the Thunder and the Celtics are the two best teams in the league? And everybody said, no, it's the Cavs. Yeah, the Pacers kicked their ass. So I don't think anyone can beat the Thunder. I want the Timberwolves, but I don't think they can beat them. But I'm with you. I'll pull for him. I'll root for him. I'll go with it. But I think it'll be, at the end of the day, it'll be the Thunder. And I'm scared to death for the Knicks. And don't get me started on their history against the Pacers. It's not good. It's ugly.
It is ugly. As far as game one tomorrow night, it's a big number for the opening game. I mean, 7.5 Thunder are favored for game number one tomorrow at OKC. 215 flat for the total. It's a lot of sticks.
Yeah, I mean, in that building, I'm not so sure, because I took 8 yesterday, and I took it completely in my arse, the 8. I took that right in my arse. So I don't think I'm scared to lay 7.5. In fact, I'm surprised it's not 10.5 like it was for every other game.
Man, that's so much. Like, the Timberwolves are a really good team. Like, 7.5 just seems like a lot to be dancing with there. I think the T-Wolves come out. I'm taking the T-Wolves tomorrow night. I'm going all in with them. I'm going to go all in every game. It's like Edmonton. I'm going Dallas every game, and I'm going Minnesota. That's how I'm just laying it down in the West.
It's not going to go well for you in hockey.
We shall see. We'll come back, and we'll get started on the Knicks and the Pacers. As you mentioned, they are going to play in the Eastern Conference Final, which doesn't start until Wednesday. So they give them, I guess that, there you go, Aaron Gordon. They're giving some teams some time off. They're not playing
just
until
the
Wednesday,
teams that they like. No one cares about Denver. They care about New York City. All those teams get what they want.
After the Knicks completely smashed the Celtics on Friday night, and what a party they had out there on 7th Avenue after that game. I mean, that was some scene out there. Frank the Tank was in the crowd outside the Garden. Oh my goodness!
Frank was down there getting lit.
Wow. So we'll talk about that. And then
Frank
we'll have
went
Coach
for a ride in Mitchell's truck.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So everyone that watched yesterday knew how bad that game sucked, right? But the Knicks game was worse, and I enjoyed it so much that I enjoyed it so much that on Saturday when I went to ball at 6 in the morning, a guy said, "Hey, Pharrell, what'd you think of the Knicks game?" I said, "I wish it was still on."
Yeah,
I loved every minute of it after 30 years of suffering. Thank you.
Right. If you're a Knicks fan, it was a great 2.5 hours to watch. Like, you're watching them just beat the stuffing out of the Celtics on Friday. I mean, it was ugly.
Better than Sacks.
As far as it, I know this gets some Knicks fans upset. Thibodeau, he don't even take the guys out. Like, it's the fourth quarter. They're up 40, and he's still sending, you know, Cat back in, Ananobi back in. There's like six. Like, take the guys out. I mean, the game's
over.
They
only have seven guys on the Knicks. They got to play them.
Even in a 40-point blowout, he refuses to put, like, Tyler Kolek on the floor. Like,
Damn
he can't
it.
Even do that in a 40-point game. It's amazing what goes on. 119-81. They win it in six. Here is Jalen Brunson. Call it an upset. Call it whatever. You know what matters? We won.
I mean, upset or not, whatever it is, we beat a great team. They obviously lost a huge piece. But regardless, the way they came out in game five, they knew that, I mean, they're still a great team. And so regardless of whatever anyone thinks, upset or not, I mean, we're just happy to come out the series with a win. Now we're moving on. We got to prepare for another team.
I mean, the Celtics blew them out in game six, and it was a boy dance party in Boston. And then they got return of served in that game seven. They got their ass beat. I mean, it was unbelievable. I had never seen them ever in my lifetime look better than they did in that game, in a basketball game ever. I wasn't living here in 1970 and whatever, 73, whatever it was. I didn't see any of that. So all I know is I've been here for 30 years, whatever, and I've never seen them play better. And I you have no idea how much I loathe the Boston Celtics, like no other. And what's even worse is, like, I hate them so much, but Larry Bird, I told you a million times, was like my favorite guy to watch play basketball. Just to play basketball. The way that guy did everything. I mean, he did it all. Like, I mean, this guy literally did everything. Diving into the crowd, onto the floor, playing injured, passing, rebounding, shooting threes. The guy talked smack better than anyone in the history of sports. He was the king of letting you know he was going to take you to the cleaners. And I just loved watching him, even though I hated him. Hated the Celtics. Meanwhile, I'm like watching this guy going, "You got to be kidding me, this guy. This guy is like..." And then I go to the Hall of Fame, and he's got his own wing. He literally has his own, like, his own section. He's got his own, I mean, It's like nothing you ever seen. And then so somebody said to me the other day, did you watch Celtic City? I said, that's not happening. I'm not watching. And then, hey, Fro, did you see the Red Sox Netflix special on 04? I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not watching that either. Like, I hate that place. I hate everything about it. Everything about it. The whole place smells. And I hate all their teams dead. And I mean, watching the other night, game six, I mean, who needs sex when I had that on? I was euphoria. I was high. I was on Molly. I thought I was on Molly. I was so happy. Everybody loves Molly. I was like, this is better than drugs. I'm watching this game going, I'm so happy. Who needs to drink?
You talk about two subjects that did not need any new documentaries. What more could we uncover about the history of the Boston Celtics or the 2004 Boston Red Sox?
I hate him.
What else are we uncovering about either of those subjects that we have to make new documentaries?
Do you remember the guy that wore the Celtic jersey to the game and they told him to take it off when we were playing ball? I saw him the other day and he goes, you rooting for the Celtics tonight? You know what I said to him? I said, I knew I didn't like you.
I will, after you talk to Coach, I'll give you some of the numbers for the Knicks and the Pacers, which will start on Wednesday night. As you said, lots of history. The last four times the Knicks have been in the Eastern Conference Final, all of them were against the Pacers way back in the day, but all of them were against the Pacers the last four times that they've been there. Crazy. Wild stuff. I think the Knicks are winning. I think the Knicks are going to beat them.
I got heartburn.